Wire. Young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Takira Irvine, Beacon, Western Australia.
I remember longingly the soft white sand appearing between each individual crack of my toes, my bright red nail polish glowing within the water. And I begin to think, how much a school can impact on your life? I should know. I've been to three in the last 2 years. I grew up in Ceduna, South Australia, where the white sandy beaches face the great Australian Bight. I spent the first 15 years of my life here. I loved going to school. I had so many great friends. But one day, my dad got a job in Beacon, in the Western Australian wheat belt, and everything changed. Ceduna may only have 2,000 people, but it was like an elephant compared to a quite simple mouse that Beacon is. The biggest problem for me was not that I was 4 hours from the beach, but that Beacon does not have a high school. Every day, I had to catch the bus 120 kilometres to the nearest district high school. Grades 8 through to 12 were all taught in the same class, and most subjects did not have a local teacher to teach them. So, through the internet, we'd communicate with our teachers in Perth for as little as one lesson a week for some subjects. My grades gradually began to drop. When I failed a test for the first time ever, my parents and I suddenly had to face reality. This wasn't going to work out. Most farmers along the wheat belt choose to send their teens off to boarding school. So my parents set up an interview at Cunderdon Agriculture College, 200 k's from Beacon. I remember being excited by all the practical facilities I saw on the day of the interview. You can do so much stuff here, from learning to shear sheep, to showing cattle, from agribusiness to making sausages. I'm glad I decided to come to Cundiag. The cost of boarding and homesickness is a struggle, but the benefit of a better education is well worth it. I've made so many friends, my grades are much better, and I now see a future for myself in agribusiness, a passion I may have never developed. But each weekend, as I see all the cars leave, I see all my fellow classmates hug their parents and siblings hello for the weekend. I see their cars pull out and drive for their hometowns. And I think of the soft white sand between the cracks of my toes in Ceduna, 18 hours away.
Haywire.